It's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
This is there's a reason that I stopped Snapchatting. It's because things get too reckless. Uh-huh. There's a woman who was on Snapchat. She went to send a little fun, dirty pic to her boyfriend, accidentally sent it to her boss. She's lifting up her t-shirt and says the caption, because you can caption this picture, says, yeah, what you're missing this weekend, smiley face. So she sends it to her boss, not her boyfriend. Uh-huh. And then he replied back with a note and says, hi, you probably did not mean to send this to me, but please be more careful. I am your boss.
And when it is your boss, and the thing is, it's like, it's not that if it's just like some like random friend that you can...
You have to go see them.
But you can avoid those for a while, you know what I mean? But when it's your boss, like if you fleshed that and did that, say, on a Sunday, and you've got to see the boss on
the
Monday.
The next day.
So for argument's sake, just theoretically speaking, like, you know, maybe you hadn't seen Clark Kent for a few days. You send in one of those pics. You click it and send it to our boss, Mons. Wouldn't you be mortified Monday morning?
I would quit.
Would you really?
I would just quit. No, I'd be like, you want to see the other one? Give me a raise. How dare you?
It's going to cost you double to see them both.
I would be horrified.
Yeah,
there's no way around it. I would joke it off. You know, I would try and make a joke about it and move on. But I would not be able to look at him.
And that's the thing, because at that point, you know that, and maybe he would and maybe he wouldn't, but you have that thing ingrained in your head that every time that boss looks at you, you're thinking, I know what he's thinking right now. And he might not be, but it's there in there in your head.
Nope, agreed.
Yeah.
So I would try to laugh it off, but there's no way.
It would just be horrible.
Do you ever have a dirty dream about one of your bosses? Not specifically here, just...
No.
I had this dream. I was working, I was a waitress, which is already a horrible enough job. And anybody who's ever been a server will attest to that.
Uh-huh.
And I hated my boss. And I had a dream we made out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so disgusted. And I used to love this cologne. It was Acqua di Gio.
Okay.
I loved this guy's cologne. Uh-huh. Like a guy's cologne.
Yeah.
And he wore it the next day.
Oh, really? How weird is that?
Ever since then, I hated it. I was like, I'm so disgusted. And then you're for some reason, you're wearing this cologne that I've liked guys, like when guys smell like that.
Isn't that weird?
And I can't even, oh, God, I'm so disgusted by it now.
Perhaps he was in that dream as well and was trying to make it reality.
The way you're posted up on the board right now.
I'm intrigued. I'm just intrigued.
Your elbow's on the board, uh-huh, your chin is on your hand, uh-huh, and your other hand is holding your wrist.
Uh-huh.
You're like a little schoolgirl. Like you're so dreamy.
I'm just intrigued, that's all. Just to buy that whole story. But no, I don't think I ever have. So
I hope you have a dream about Mons tonight. No. Slowly unbuttoning his shirt.
With those salmon pants that he wears. Yeah. No, thanks. That's a nightmare. That's definitely not a dream.